You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Newspaperman Gary Borders joins us now. He's compiled a list of things that were once essential to producing a newspaper. Computers have made them obsolete.
I walk among the ghosts of newspapers past in the building we occupy. A newspaper office once required armies of people to produce. Now, because of technology, physically producing a paper requires fewer people and even fewer tools. It still requires access to a printing press, of course, and other large pieces of equipment, but the front end of newspapering is largely done staring at computer screens. When I started at the Longview Daily News as a paperboy in 1969, the press was still hot metal, a process that required producing lines of lead type that were placed into a chase and locked down to create a page. Putting out a paper was arduous, physical work. When newspapers went to offset presses, the technology used today, the army of folks required was reduced. That's about when I got into business full-time, nearly 40 years ago. In this office are some of the tools I once used to lay out pages, most of which are completely foreign to young journalists who can't remember a time without computers. In the desk I inherited, I found a proportion wheel, a tool that has long gone into disuse. A proportion wheel essentially is a circular slide rule that allowed one to figure the percentage a photograph needed to be enlarged or reduced to fit the allotted space. For example, if a photo was 10 inches wide and needed to run in a 5 1/4 inch hole, the wheel tells me it needs to be reduced by 52%. These days, one just resizes the photo on the computer screen using software. Now, when I say circular slide rule, folks on the south side of 40 have no idea what I'm talking about. Electronic calculators replaced slide rules in the mid-1970s. You can find them on eBay and specialty sites, but only collectors are interested in them. I brought my own pica pole with me to work, one I've been carrying around forever. Once while running the Lufkin paper 8 or 9 years ago, I hollered out, "Anyone have a pica pole?" I'd left mine at home. The young staff had no idea what I was talking about. A pica pole, still used by old-timers like me when we want to measure something or make a rough sketch of a page, is a metal rule. The measurement increments are in picas, points, centimeters, and inches. The computer system makes a pica pole, if not obsolete, something not often used. I found an old roll of border tape in the back, along with an X-Acto knife. Border tape, which came in hundreds of designs and dozens of widths, was used to create boxes for ads to put borders around photos and to box stories. When we started producing ads and newspaper pages on computers, border tape rapidly became obsolete. In a few years, an entire industry disappeared, in much the same way slide rule manufacturers went away. X-Acto knives, which use disposable, razor-sharp blades, are still used, but not to lay out a newspaper. I sliced open my fingertips with X-Acto knives on a number of occasions, so I don't miss having to use them. Finally, as I wandered around the building, I came to a door labeled darkroom, another relic from a newspaper's past. Nobody I know shoots film at a newspaper anymore, which means darkrooms have become storage closets. About 20 years ago, the digital revolution began in photography. I got to come out of the darkroom closet. I don't really miss darkrooms, proportion wheels, border tape, or X-Acto knives, but I sure am fond of that pica pole in the desk drawer. It's been a faithful companion for a lot of years.
Gary Borders is the publisher of the Mount Pleasant Daily Tribune.